Today's share in the Dear Shu Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Pei Hei Omed Aleph. We're in the third volume of Mishneh Berurah, and we're almost completing Siman Shin Aleph. We are at the very top of the Omud with Sif Mem Dalet. The Mechaber tells us, if a person is going to save on Shabbos his vessels that are unfortunately being damaged, his utensils being damaged in some sort of a fire, this could be his clothing or any other flammable item, so he wants to bring him out of the house to bring him outside. So how are you allowed to do this? You're not allowed to carry. So the Mechaber tells us, lovesh kol ma sheyochel lobosh. You're allowed to put on any clothing that is wearable. Va'otev kol ma sheyochel lato, for a wrap around you, any type of garment that is normally wrapped around you. Uposhet, and then go out with it. V'chozer, and then you can go back inside. V'lovesh, and put on more. Umotzi, and go back outside again. There is no limit over here to how many times you can do this. The Chofetz Chaim, the Bir Halacha, Dibra Maskul, Lovesh, Komashecho, Lilbosh, tells us the Kivin, the Derech, Malbishu, Shari. Since this is a normal way of wearing it, you are allowed to do this, and there are no restrictions in this fashion. Sif Memhe. The Mechaber tells us, Mishin Nishru Kelev Bavayim, if somebody's clothing got wet in water, Holech Bahem, you're allowed to continue walking with them. Veinu Choshesh, we're not concerned over here, Shem Yovu Lidei Schita, that you may come to squeeze out the wet clothing, which of course would be an Isser. The Mishneh Berurah explains in Sivkot and Kuf Samach Aleph, this is true, Bein Ayidei Meig HaGshamim, whether the clothing got wet because of rain, O Shenofal Benar, or the clothing got wet by falling into a river, V'nislach L'chu Kelev, and his clothing got dirty as a result. In any event, Mishneh Berurah says in Sivkot and Kuf Samach Beis, you keep on walking with them, you don't have to take them off. Shelo osru ala odom habegodim shelo veshoson. There is no restriction ever on a person from the clothing that he's wearing, that it's called carrying on the clothing that he's wearing. Vafilu imnishru kelev levat. And even if you weren't in the clothing when they got wet, the clothing got wet itself. Hu lov shel mitchila, you're allowed to put on wet clothing, umahalach b'hem, and walk with them. Umistaber, the Mishneh Berurah says, it makes sense, the Hainu Davka, this is only true, im ein lo begodim acherim, if you have no alternative clothing to wear. Now, Dear Shufut number 111 writes, Avo letalto begodim retuvim, kishe ein lov shom, but to go and carry wet clothing that you're not wearing. So then the Ramah, in the next Sif, in Sif Mem Vav, is going to tell us, she'osu, that you're not allowed to do, because we're concerned, shema yavo lesochton, that maybe you're going to go and squeeze out the clothing. And the Mishneh Berurah in Siman Shin Chof tells us, in the name of the Rambam, she'chayiv mishum alabim, that the Isser over here is that you're cleaning them by squeezing them out. Then he has a very interesting question. He says, what about if you're wearing a wet sock? And this wet sock is obviously, every time you walk on, it's a psikresha, it's automatically going to happen that you're going to squeeze out some of the water every time you walk. Are you not allowed to wear a wet sock on Shabbos? So the Mincha Shabbos brings down, Shemut lola leches bo. You are allowed to wear a wet sock on Shabbos. And the reasoning is, Shari HaShulchan Aruch saw sam dvarav, below kosav sheyesh lifshol begodim sheyesh psikresha. Because the Mechaber didn't tell us over here that there are times you can wear wet clothing and times you can't. He just said you're allowed to wear wet clothing. Furthermore, the Tamad of it, the reasoning is, Shekivin Shuschita Kazu Eino Asura Elamid Rabbanon. Such a Shechita, stepping on socks and having the water come out of them, is only an Issad Rabbanon. That's not Malabin Doraisa. And therefore, Machma Shenasis Klachayad Baradlo, since you're doing it in a non-normal way, you're doing a Klachayad with your feet, Eino Chayev Alkach Mishum Malabin, and there certainly is no Issad Malabin in this fashion, and Dehain Machma Shamayim Nischotum Libud, you're throwing the water away over here. Vein Chayev Alkach Mishum Mefarik Shul Tolu Shul Dosh, and it's not over here that this is a tolda of threshing. Therefore, Yesh Lomar Shechacham Lo Gazru Kain Alabagadim Shalavish Bran. Therefore, the rabbis never made such a gzera that you can't wear wet clothing for the potential that it may be schita, even if it's a vaday going to be schita as you walk on them. And he says there's also Mashma in the Mishneh Berurah in Siman Tov Reish Dalet on Yom Kippur, where it discusses a similar question. There's also the opinion of Rosh Shlomo Zalman. Mishavut number 112 brings down that we are going to learn in Siman Shin Ches that there is an Isser of being metaltel on Shabbos wet clothing. It's an Isser of Muktza, and we'll have to wait till we get to that discussion to see where that applies and how that applies. Finally, Dear Shavut number 113 brings down Mashma Shim Hoyo Lovush Behem Yochol Laham Shim Chlolosham Af Kishiyesh L'Bukadim Acherim. From the fact that we said over here in the Mishneh Berurah that if you want to put on wet clothing, you should only do so if you have no other choices, you don't have any alternative clothing. That implies, however, that if you are wearing them, you don't have to go and switch to other clothing. And this is also Mashma from the Shaaretzion over here in Sivkot and Reish Gimel. What happens if you only have a weekday garment, no other Shabbos garment? So based upon a Shaar HaTzion in Simen Shin Beis, he wants to suggest, Shem Yesh Lo Beged, Shoyom Chol, Ein Ze Nikra Sheyesh Lo Beged L'Hachlif. That's not called having alternative garments, because it's Shabbos. You need to wear Shabbos clothing. And he adds as well, Shem Yesh Lo Beged Shol Shabbos, El Shu Pachos Yofim Yimena Shorotza L'Kapel, Nech Shav Adover Sheyesh Lo Beged L'Hachlif. Therein, it's talking about folding up clothing. So he says, if you have another Shabbos garment, albeit it's not as nice, that is considered that you have another garment. So Mestama, the same thing would apply over here. Now we go back to the Mechaber. The Mechaber tells us, "V'lo yishtochem lenagvam." If you have wet clothing, you're not allowed to spread it out to dry it off. Bipnei maris ayin, because this looks over here like maybe you just took them out of the washing machine and now you're drying them, and that you washed them on Shabbos. So because of this maris ayin, for appearance's sake, you're not allowed to go and spread out your wet clothing. Shelo yachshedu shekivson b'Shabbos. So people shouldn't chas v'sholom think that you went and washed them on Shabbos. And he says, Vafilu, Bechadre Chadorim, even in the privacy of your house, we're nobody's going to see what you're doing. She'ain Sham Rowim, nobody else is going to see you. Nevertheless, Osir, because we have a famous rule that, as we'll see, for Maris Ayin Doraisa, Afilu Bechadre Chadorim is Osir, even in the privacy of your house, where there's the potential for the person to mistakenly think that you had done an Issa Doraisa if it was done in public, so then you're not allowed to even do that in Bechadre Chadorim. Furthermore, the Mechaber says, "Lo asru el l'shotchum b'Shabbos." You're only not allowed to do this on Shabbos. However, avol m'shotach me'erev Shabbos kelim hamukhubasim. If on erev Shabbos, Friday afternoon, you went there and hung up stuff on a clothesline or you put it out to dry, then eino chayiv l'salkum b'Shabbos. You're not mechuyiv to take it in on Shabbos. People aren't going to see you putting it out on Shabbos. Therefore, there's not going to be a maris ayin concern. It's only a maris ayin concern if they see you putting it out on Shabbos, not that it's already out from erev Shabbos. A couple of Mishnah Berurahs to catch up on now. Mishnah Berurah in Siv Katan Kuf Samach Gimel writes, look in the Mogen Avraham, I am Mogen Avraham, Shematzadi Lomer, who wants to suggest that Davko Kishenishra B'mayim, it's only if the clothing fell into water that you have this concern that you can't spread it out. Avlam Noflu Mayim Watamalayim, but if a little bit of water got on them, Mutal Shachon, then you could spread it out. The Lekala Mayachesh Bezeh Shach Shadur Shekipsum, because nobody's going to think that you actually washed them on Shabbos when they're only a little bit wet. However, not everybody agrees with that, Mogen Avraham. He says, Avol harbi yachronim sovrim dein lechalik b'zeh. However, there are many yachronim, and he says in the Shaar HaTzion Reish Dalet, there's the Al Yeraba, the Shulchan Atzi Shittim, the Smas Mishvun the Chayodim, the Shulchan Shlomo, that they didn't make such a chilik over here, and that, in fact, as is suggested by Dirshu footnote 114, brought down in the name of the Ben Yishchai, if somebody's seeing you spreading out clothing, doesn't know, oh, that's soaking wet. He just took it out of the washing machine. Oh, that's not soaking wet. He probably didn't take it out of the washing machine. And therefore, since they can't distinguish over here, if they see you spreading something out, they will think that you, unfortunately, did a terrible Isser on Shabbos. Mishnah Berurah Sifkat Kuf Samach Dalet writes, Ubegodim hamalafifim bohem tinokos, clothing that you wrap up a baby in, shekorin vindolin, which we would call diapers, mutul l'shotchum mebeso shein snagvo, you're allowed to spread those out in your house on Shabbos to have them dry, air out. Vafilu b'cham b'chotzen, you can even do this outside in the yard, in the sun. To keep the yesh aleim gam tzuas hakotim, because you can see that it has the excrement, the filth of the young child on these diapers. V'im kein mucha shelo kipsam v'lecha chashad. It's obviously clear that you didn't wash them, and there is no chashash over here that you washed them on Shabbos, and therefore there is no marisayin concern. And he says, v'efshar afilum ein aleim tzo, even if there is no tzo on them, im lo nishra kulon b'hamei raglaim, if they weren't totally soaked in the urine, then it's clear, everybody knows that young children, unfortunately, they need diapers. And therefore, but even here, you're not allowed to go and spread them out near an oven, but in a place where it could get very hot, because that would actually be heating up the liquids over here, or the kame, as we will learn in a moment. And this brought down the chayodim. Dishuf number 115 brings down, what about putting up clothing on a clothesline over here, the same way you would on a weekday? So it brings out from the Ksos HaShochon, Sha'asu Mishum Uvdin L'chol. You can't do this. Even when you'd be permitted to stretch something out, you wouldn't be allowed to put it up on the clothesline. But you should put it out and stretch it out in some sort of a shinoi. For example, put it over the railing of your house or something like that, and then it would be permissible. Dishu, footnote 116, brings out a very common situation. You have in the shul sometimes a single cloth or towel, and many, many people wash the Tilis Yadayim and dry in this towel. This towel is very wet. So what's the din with this towel? So the Kaf HaChaim brings down. Shem Nikar Aleim Ketzas Lichloch. If you can see that the towel is a little bit dirty, so then Dinon Kedin HaChitulim Shenikar Aleim Miktsas Aso. Then it's like the diaper, the cloth diaper of a child, which you're allowed to stretch out to dry out. So too, these towels are also clearly dirty, and therefore Mutal Litloson LeYibush. You're allowed to go and stretch it out and have it dry in that fashion. However, but if it doesn't look at all dirty, so then Dayan Weiss that Sal, the Shell's Chuvus Minchas Yitzchak brings down, Sha'av Shah Chazonish Nishar Betzorach Ian, Bidin Achitulim Shirnir Tivu, while the Chazonish wasn't certain about the diapers, what you should do, Mikom Makom, Haben Ishchai Kosav Shein Limchos B'Adamakilim. I don't have to protest those that do this. However, he says, Hamach Betuvala Broch, if somebody doesn't take advantage of this leniency, Tovo Aleim Broch. Thus, in the situation with the towel, well, Tovolei and Brach, if you don't stretch it out, but if you do need to stretch it out so it dries out a little bit, that is acceptable. Lo osa iser. Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Kuf Samachay writes, Hatam, why do we have this concern with Chadri Chadorim of Maris Ayin? The Lo Chilku Chachamim B'Takonosim, because the rabbis didn't make any distinction over here. If they said you're not allowed to do this, so you're not allowed to do it in public, because of Maris Ayin, you're also not allowed to do it B'Chadri Chadorim, even in private, when there is no real Maris Ayin concern. Then he brings down Kosu Atosus or Rosh, the Dafgu Bemokum Shesh Khashash, Shiach Shiduhu, Horoim, Shaosa Issa the Rice. I already pointed out that this concern where you're not allowed to do something, even for Marisayan concerns where nobody's watching you, is only when the potential issue that they could think or suspect that you're doing is an issue deraisa. Could go on Khan Bechibus, for example, if you're concerned about laundering, which is an issue deraisa. So, Bazeh, Osir, Afil, Bechadri, Chadorim, that you're not allowed to do even in the privacy of your house. Masha'en came, Bedover, Shu, Issa, Midarabonim. But if it's only an issue deraisa that they could suspect that you're doing wrong, Afil, Lamashi, Isbru, Haron, that the people will think that you're doing an issue deraisa, in that situation, only in public is there a concern of in public, yes, but not in private. And everybody agrees to this principle, the Taz, Mogen Avram, and many other Achronim. Sivkot and Kuf Samach Vav adds that it's also over here, as we said, Bechadri Chadorim, Al Kain, Aluntis Shemivio Be'erv Shabbos, Kishulach, Mim Issa Merachot. The person's coming back from the bathhouse on Friday afternoon, and he has a soaking wet towel. Yishtechenu Lenagum Mibojom. You should make sure you put it out to hang out to dry on Erev Shabbos, v'lo yamtin ad achar shkia. Don't wait till after shkia, even though there's no problem maybe with moving it, and there's no problem with carrying, nevertheless, you should do this on Erev Shabbos. Ayin kamen b'simen shimen beis, demuchach sham, it says over there, dim hutzorech lo lamoch, l'tzorech Shabbos, if you need it for Shabbos, yesh l'ok l'shotchum b'vein ha-shmoshos, then you would even be allowed to stretch it out during the b'vein ha-shmoshos period of time. However, ach shi'izor shlo yischotenu, but you should be very careful, of course, not to squeeze it and do schita. Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Kuf Samach Zayin says that if you did stretch it out on Erev Shabbos, you don't have to take it in for Shabbos. Afilu heim shtuchim neged ha'am. Even if it's public, everybody can see that your clothes are on the clothesline. Vatam, the ikar ha'chashad, eino elok yishashochem Shabbos. Because the real chashash over here is that if you spread it out on Shabbos, people are going to think that you washed it on Shabbos. Doz yesh raglayim l'chotcho dikipson ayom. Because they'll say, well, if you're putting it out on Shabbos, mistami you washed it on Shabbos. Dim kipson ayesu, because if you washed it on Friday, ha'yashotchem ayesu, you probably would have put it out on the clothesline yesterday. And therefore, they're not going to suspect that it's because today that you're putting it out, it got wet in water. Because how are people supposed to know that your clothing got wet? And he brings this down in the name of the Levush. He brings down in Dirshu footnote number 118, even though you don't have to technically take off clothing from your clothesline that you put out on Friday afternoon, he brings down from the Chazon Ish, however, that he was machbid in his house, Shaloti Shor Kivisa Tuluya Alechevel B'chnisas HaShabbos Mishum Maris Ayin. He didn't let them keep the laundry that was hanging out to dry on Friday afternoon. He told them to take it in before Shabbos because he was concerned about Maris Ayin even in this situation. And the Imri Yosher suggests that the reason why the Chazon Ish was so machbid over here is he says, Hayom, Hador, Yosef, Poritz, Yesh Yosef, Lahakbid, Achashash, Marisayin. There's so many people today, Nebuch, that are off the derech, that aren't observant. So he says, you have to go bend over backwards to show them how far we have to go to say, to show and demonstrate that we are, in fact, Shomer Torah Mitzvos. They shouldn't for a second think that we're not keeping all of these dinim. And then he says, Lahori b'Shabbos kvisa shayatul alechavu mojam. Can you take it down on Shabbos? So he brings down from a vazaz that sal shim ain tzarich lelov shem b'Shabbos. If you don't really need to, yesh b'kach isa shalachon lechol. Then why are you taking it down? And you're really preparing for the weekday, and you shouldn't do this. Issue footnote 119 says from the Kaf HaChaim that if somebody went and did stretch out his wet clothing on Shabbos, so he brings down ain tzarich lasir. You don't have to take it in because by taking it in, you haven't accomplished anything. The ikra chashash over here is when they saw you putting it out. And if anybody saw you putting it out, the fact that you now took it in won't change their suspicion that you washed it on Shabbos. And therefore, he says, you can't undo what you did, and therefore you're not mechuyev to go and take it in if you put it out be'isser. Sif Memvav, Mechaber writes, Begodim hashurim b'mayim, if you have clothing that's soaking in water, also lenagvim somuchleish, you can't go and dry them off near a flame. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sif Katan Kuf Samaches, Afilu shurim yuretis, even if they're only a little bit wet. Sif Katan Kuf Samaches, the Mishnah Berurah writes, Afo gav dafilu b'cham ha'osu, even though you can't do this even in the sun, as we've already explained with Chanal, there we said the concern was a Maris Ayin concern. People are going to think you washed it on Shabbos. The Kamash Balon, the Chiddush over here is, Hocha, the Neged Ha'esh Yesh Issa Torah. Here, it's not an Issa Drabbanon of Maris Ayin. Here, it's an Issa Daraisa, Mishum Avashel, because you're heating up the water. Or Mishum Alabin, or because it's doing an Issa Daraisa of cleaning it. The Derech Leslabin, Aydeh Atanah, because things, because of the heat, will become cleaner. Kitamin Shabbos Chavzayin, Ho'unin Shopishton Mishis Labnu, etc. It says over there, that pieces of the pishtun, of the flax over here, could be cleaned by the heat. And therefore, it's not a question over here of Maris Ayin. You're not allowed to do this even when you're wearing the clothing over here to go next to the fire, where they could heat up to the point where it would be mevashel. Dishavu number 122 says, you see from here that it's only negative tanur, but to go outside in the heat and to go from a dark place to a light place so you can get the heat of the sun on you, even if you're wearing wet clothing, is permissible. And the Shaar HaTzion, Nos Rei Shud, brings down, Ayin and El Yerabah, Shemistapik, the Efshor Dafilu Kavanoso Be'amidoso Rak L'chamim Es Atzmo V'lo L'nagvun, even if your intention by going near the tanur is not to get rid of the water from the garment, but it's to warm you up. Nevertheless, also Mishum Psikresha, since while you're getting warm, the clothing is also drying, and if it's a point where it could reach Yatzel Lettuce Boy, you're over Mavashal, he says that's a Psikresha, and it's not allowed. Mr. Bruce of Kotten Kufayin, Behu Hadin da Osir Lanichel Ala Taner, Bemokum Shiatzel Lettuce Boy, you certainly can't put it on the Taner as well, where it will get high enough heat. Va'olum Nicholim Bezeb Avasin Arabin, many people make this mistake and do this. Sheminichim Bechorif Begodim Lachim, they put in the wintertime wet clothing, Al Taner Cham Lenagbun, they wet clothing on this tanur, this oven, to dry it off. Ubemokum Shen Yatzel Lettuce Boy, Mutul Lenagbun, in a place where it won't reach such a high heat of Yatzel Lettuce Boy, then you'd be allowed to. Vushalo Yenichim Dero Shticha, but you there have to be careful. Then that you're not over the shticha, the spreading it out, which we said is of course the issur of marisayin. Dim shodchon kedarkum also b'chogadme, because if you spread it out, it's also as we've already said kanal b'sif hakodim. Now the Rama says hagah, but also l'tatlam, you're not allowed to carry wet clothing. Shema yavo l'deischita, because you may come to squeeze it out. V'hu shemakbid al meimav, and this is when you're makbid over here on the water. What does that mean? So Mr. Brewer says first in sifkatan kufayin aleph v'davka kishenishu b'mayim rubim. This is only if it's very very wet that you're not allowed to carry this wet clothing. Avok shabo aleim mayim muatim, but if it's only a little bit wet, lo chayshino shiyavo l'deischita. Then we're not concerned that you're going to squeeze out. Kidlakami simin shinbei sif tes b'agah. And in Siv Katan Kufayin Beis, the Mishnah Berurah says, what does it mean that you're makbid on the water? Hainu Sheino Rotze Shia Behemayim, that you don't want water in those clothing. Avol Hamatlonios Sheshurim Tomid Behemayim, but these towels that are always wet, Ein Lochosh Umoto Betoto, you're allowed to go and use a wet towel because it's always wet, and therefore there's no concern that you're going to come and squeeze it out. The issue foot number 124 writes, even if the entire beged isn't wet, but only a part of the beged is wet, so Shlomo Zalman says, also l'tatlo, that same rule over here that we said that by the Ramah, that you can't carry wet clothing, applies here too, if the chelik shenirtav hunikar v'choshu bebeged, if that part that is wet is considered important and recognizable. The issue for number 126 writes down, the mageves retuva shenogim latov bas alulav im ahadasav arava, cloth that people wrap around to keep moist the lulav and esrog, so Shlomo Zalman says there is no isser in carrying that over there because you want it wet, and that's similar to the wet towel, you're allowed to carry it. Ramah continues and writes, also lelech b'shabbos amokum shucha lahachlik v'lipo b'mayim, person should be careful not to walk in a slippery place on Shabbos where you could fall into water, shema yishru kela v'vol l'deischita, because you're going to fall, your clothing is going to get wet in the water, and you're going to end up squeezing it out. Mem Zayin, the Mechaber writes, lo yishtach odom es kelev b'shabbos afilu minazeah, person isn't allowed to spread out his clothing on Shabbos to even get rid of the sweat that's on them, the wetness that's on them in that fashion. Sif Mem Ches. The Mechaber writes, Mistapik Odom Ba'aluntis. A person is allowed to dry himself off with a towel. Pirush, what does this mean? Aluntis, the Ramah says, Beged Shemistapkin Bo Le'achas Shehochtzin. A towel that you use to wipe yourself off after you bathe. Bur in Sif Kotten Kuf Ayin Dalet says, Afilu Kol Gufu Le'achas Shehochtzin Setasim B'mayim Tzonim. And this is talking about where you're allowed to bathe in cold water, according to the opinion that says you're allowed to bathe in cold water, which we'll learn about Imi Yitzchem in Simin Shin Chavav. We'll stop over here. We're in the middle of this Sif. That will end today's shir.